Welcome to Rambam on the line. What Hilchos Bikurim? Im Shah Matas Kvuna Shebegvulin. The laws of the first fruits, as well as other gifts to Kohanim that are given outside of the Beis Hamikdash. The nine mitzvahs are going to be discussed in these halachas. Eight of them are positive commandments, one is a negative one. This is the list of the mitzvahs. Aleph lavish v'kurim al alosim b'migdash. There's a mitzvah to separate the first fruits, to bring them up to the Beis HaMikdash, to the temple. Be'ish la'yochel ha'kohen b'kurim chutz Yerushalayim. The kohen is not supposed to eat the b'kurim outside of Jerusalem. Gimel likos aleihem, there's a positive commandment to recite certain passages when you bring the b'kurim. Dalad lavish chala l'kohen, to separate a part of the dough known as the chala and give it to the kohen. Hey, los is the kohen zroa l'choyayim v'keva, to give to the kohen certain parts of the animal, the foreleg, the cheeks, and the maw. Vav litin l'reishis ha'geis, to give the first of the shearings to the kohen. Zayin liftos ha'bein v'litin pinyon l'kohen, to redeem the son and give the redemption money to the kohen. Ches, the eighth, liftos petachamar v'litin pinyon l'kohen, to redeem the firstborn donkey and give the redemption to the kohen. Tes, la'ar petachamar m'lo rotha liftoso, to decapitate the firstborn donkey if the owner does not want to redeem it. Be'er mitzvah v'pokamelu, the explanation of those mitzvahs are in the following chapters. Aleph. Esen vav matanas mitzvah l'kohanim v'kulim mufurashim b'Torah. There are 24 gifts given to the Kohanim, all of them explicitly mentioned in the Torah. V'kulim nichos ha'bris la'aron, all of them have there was a covenant made concerning them to Aaron, the first of the Kohanim. V'kul kohen she'enu moda b'hen, ein lo chele b'kohanim, v'nosem lo matanam b'hen. Any kohen who doesn't accept the rightness of these 24 gifts of the Kohanim. It does not have a share together with the Kohanim, and you don't give him any of these gifts. Anyone who eats any of the gifts that have holiness in them makes a blessing. We bless Hashem, who has sanctified us with the holiness of Aaron and commanded us to eat such and such. Gimel Shmona Matanis Mehen, in Ochlin Ochlin Kohanim Melo B'Migdash. Eight of these 24 gifts, the Kohanim can only eat in the Beis HaMikdash, within the wall of the courtyard. Chomish Matanis, in Ochlin Ochlin Melo B'Yishalayim, Lefnim Mechomas Eir. Another five of them, they can only eat in the city of Jerusalem, within the city walls. Chomish Matanis, in Zochim Behem Minatar, Leberet Tzol Bovad. Five of the gifts they receive, at least by Torah law, only in Eretz Yisrael. Five gifts the Kohanim acquire, whether they're in Israel or outside of Israel. And one of the gifts they get, not from any individual person, but from the Beis HaMikdash itself, as will be explained. What are the eight eaten only in the sanctuary? The flesh of the sin offering. Echad chatas ha'of, echad chatas ha'behema. That includes both the sin offering of a fowl or of an animal. V'sar asham, the flesh of the guilt offering. Bin tolib bin vaday, whether it's a asham for a possible sin or for a definite sin. V'ziv chasham et tzibur, and the public shlomim sacrifices. U'mosa omer, what is left over of the omer offering. V'shar minchos, the Yisrael, and what is left over of the flour, the meal offering of the Israelites. Shtelechem, the two bread that are brought on Shavuos. Lechem Apanim, the bread that is put on the table in the Beis HaMikdash every week. Lokshem and Shalmetzara, and the log, that's a measure of oil of the Metzara, that's part of his sacrifice. Elo, Eina Nechalon Elav HaMikdash. All of these sacrifices are eaten only in the temple, only in the Beis HaMikdash. Hey, Mayin HaChomishin and Echol Nelav Yerushalayim, what are the five that are eaten only in Jerusalem? Chaz V'Shol Shal Shlomim, the breast and the thigh of the peace offering. V'Murim and Atoda, the part that is lifted up of the Toda, the Thanksgiving offering. V'Murim El Nazir, the part that is lifted up of the ram of the Nazir. V'Char Be'im Atahara, and the firstborn of the kosher animals, which are also a sacrifice. The Bikurim and the first fruits, Eloheinu Nechon Me'alav Yerushalayim, those can be eaten only in Jerusalem. Vav amayin achamish beis Israel. What are the five that are eaten in all of Israel? A truma, the first tithe known as the truma. Trumas Maiter, the truma of the Maiter, that's the tenth given to the Levi, of which he gives a tenth, called the Trumas Maiter. Vachala, the bit of the dough that is given from the doughs of all of the Jews. Shlosh and Kodesh, all of these three are holy. Bereshit Hagez, and the first shearing of the lambs, was De'achuza, and the field that goes to the Gohanim, that was pledged to the sanctuary and goes to the Gohanim. Ushnam Kulim. Now these two are not holy. The aforementioned apply only by Torah law in Israel. You're not allowed to eat the Truma and the Chala of Israel except in Israel proper. What are the five which the Kohanim acquire everywhere? Hamatanos, the gifts, that's referring to the parts of a regular animal that are given, the foreleg, the cheek, the maw. Ufitinabain, and the money for the redemption of the firstborn son. Petachamar, and the firstborn donkey. The Gezel Hager, and if something is stolen from the convert and he dies, he has no heirs, goes to the Kohanim. The Haramim, a certain kind of donation known as the Cherem, the ban, which you're giving your property to the Kohanim. All of these five are non-holy, they're secular in every respect. The gift which they acquire from the Beit HaMikdash are the skins, the hides of the burnt offerings. And the same is true of all of the hides of the Holy of Holies, they all belong to the Kohanim. The eight gifts that are eaten only in the temple, they all considered of the supreme holy ones. They can only be eaten by male kohanim, which is barb and komo, as will be explained in its place. Concerning this, it says all of the males of the kohanim should eat osa, should eat it. Five in Jerusalem are considered lesser holy ones. They can be eaten by both males and females. The name concerning them, it says, V'chon esatim, he gave them to you. Your sons and daughters with you for an eternal statute. They're given directly to the male Kohanim because they go to the Kohanim of the watch, and who can then give it to their wives and daughters and so on. And the firstborn animal, the fat and the blood are offered on the altar, and the offering of the bechor is done, of course, by a kohen. And therefore, he gets the sacrifice, and he can give it to the females, female kohanim. The same with the other gifts, the hides of the Holy of Holies, the field of the inheritance, the bands, that which is stolen from the ger, from the convert who has no heirs, if he should die and there's no heir to whom to repay it. All of these, the Kohanim who are in the watch, the Kohanim are divided into the 24 watches, the ones whose watch happens to fall that time receive those gifts. And picking a ban of Zichri Kohuna, similarly, the redemption of the firstborn goes, the firstborn son goes to the male Kohanim. Shekinem abov, v'nasata kesev Aaron ulevanov. As it says, you shall give the money to Aaron and his children. Petach amar lezichri kohuna, and the redemption of the donkey goes to the male Kohanim. Shenebchar et kum shava, because the status and the law of all of the firstborns are the same. L'schayim v'lo l'mekevus. It goes to the males, not to the females. There are five gifts that go to the females as well as the males. Truma, the tithe, Trumas Maiser, the tithe of the Maiser, the Truma of the Maiser. The Chala and the Dough, the Matan Thema, and the gifts of the animal we mentioned before. The Zeroa, the Chiyayim, and the Keva, the foreleg and cheeks and more. Reish of the Gaze, and the first shearings of the wool. Menayin HaTomer. So these five can go even directly to the females. And how do you know that the Rishas HaGeiz, the first shearing, goes to Lakahanos, to the females? Shneimer, it says, Rishas HaGeiz, the first shearing, the Rechav Rishas HaGeiz, Tzol Chatzitin Lo. You should give your first grain and wine and oil and the first shearing of your sheep to him. Rishas Dogen attempts my Kevas Kavcharim, just as we know that the first offering of the grains goes to the Gehadim, as discussed previously in the Laws of Trumas, and goes to the females as well as males. Afreshus Hagayis, so since the Pasuk compares them, the same would be true of the first shearing. There's another way of counting these gifts, the Amru, in which the sages counted them, and they said, Esnevavah Matanas Kona Nitzel Aaron, the 24 gifts of the Gehadim given to Aaron, Ve'elohein, and these are them, Esav HaMikdash, 10 in the temple, Arba Bishlaim, 4 in Jerusalem, Esav HaGvulim, and 10 outside of Jerusalem. Esav HaMikdash, Chatas Behemim, Chatas Ov, Ashim V'Ashim, Tal Oiziv, Chesham HaTzibur, V'Log Shem and Shem HaTzorah, Shtei Alechem, Lechem HaPanim, Shira Menachos, Avot HaOmer. The 10 that are in the base of Mikdash is the sin offering of animals, the sin offering of birds, the guilt offering, the guilt offering that is brought when there's a doubt, the public peace offerings, the oil of the leper, the two breads, the lechem aponim, the bread of the face, literally, that's put on the table in the temple, the leftover of the meal offerings, and the leftover of the omer offering. Yidalat Abba Bishlaim, the four in Jerusalem, Abcharva, Bikurim, Umurim, Mitoda, Velnazir, Valis Kachim, the firstborn animal, the first fruit, that which is separated from the thanksgiving offering, or the ram of the Nazir, Valis Kachim, and the skins of the sacrifices. Tezvav, that's Begvum, the 10 that are outside of, even outside of Jerusalem. Truma, the Truma, Truma's Meister, the Truma of the Meister. Vachala, the dough, the part of the dough. Vreshes HaGeiz, the first shearing. Vamatanov, the parts of the regular animals that are slaughtered. Fidyon Aban, the redemption of the son. Fidyon Petach Hamar, the redemption of the first donkey. Stecharamim, the fields of the ban. Stechuza, the fields of inheritance, which go to the Gehadim under certain circumstances. The Gezel Agerin, that which is stolen from the convert. According to this way of reckoning it, we're counting only as one all of the things separated from the sacrifices that are only regular holy, not the extra holy ones. That would include the breast and the thigh that are separated from all of the peace offerings, as well as the bread that is separated from them. If it was a thanksgiving offering that has the bread with it. Imazroam Uremus Mel Nazir, as well as the forearm that is separated from the ram of the Nazarite, Imalacham Hamur Mima, together with the bread that is separated from it, Imchaz Vashok, together with the breast and thigh. Holoshlosh and Shlomahin, since all of these sacrifices are considered and are Shlom and peace offerings, Choshev Mur Mehematonachas, therefore we count all of the things separated from them as one gift. All of the gifts that are dependent on sacrifices, well, we're going to explain that each one of them in the laws of sacrifices. And the laws concerning the stolen thing from the convert will be explained in the laws of stealing. We've already explained the laws of the field of inheritance and the field of the ban in the laws of Arachan. In Truma, Trumas Maisa, Bilchus Trumas, and we've explained the laws of Truma, Trumas Maisa, and the laws of Trumas. And in these laws, Avar Mishvede Matana Shein Tlin V'Kabonis, I'll explain the laws of the gifts that are dependent on sacrifices. Shein Tlin V'Kabonis, that are not dependent on the sacrifices. Vein Abikurim, they are the first fruits, the challah and the dough, first dough you might call it, Matanas and the gifts of the regular, non-sacrificial animals, Vishas Hageiz and the first shearing, Pidyon Aban and the redemption of the firstborn son, Petach Hamar and the redemption of the firstborn donkey.